Rishis Moreno v'Rabbeinu Reb Weinberger Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Kleine Mishkalman Ben Rav Eli Melech Megillah Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph Megillah Nikreis Bechadasar Bishneimasar Bishloishasar Barbalsar Bichamishasar Le'pachas V'Layoser. Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of Adar, not earlier and not later. Kraken Hamukafen Chaimam Yos Yeshua Ben Nun Karin Bichamishasar. All walled cities from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, they read on the 15th, which we call Shushan Purim. And the reason that is, first of all, we start from Yeshua ben Nun, like the Rav says, because Yeshua was the one that fought Amalek. As the Torah says, Simba Ozne Yeshua. And even though during the time of Mordechai and Esther, Eretz Yisrael was destroyed and they didn't have walls, nevertheless, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, since it once had walls, they should be remembered with this nes, and they were misakin that the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, like Yerushalayim, would read the Megillah on the 15th. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Korim Bar Basar. Villages and large cities would read on the 14th. So if that's the case, where do we ever have 13th, 12th, and the 11th? We just said the 14th and the 15th. It's really mi'ikr hadin, both the kfarim, which are regular villages, and large cities read on the 14th, ela shakfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. But rather the villages, they would read it by the yom haknisa, which is either a Monday or a Thursday where everybody would get together. Ezra was misakin that Beis Din would sit on Mondays and Thursdays. Or the other reason is that they would read the Torah on Monday and Thursdays. And when the villagers would come into the big towns, whether it was for Beis Din or to hear the Torah, the Chum weren't matriach them to come again on the 14th, because it was a schlep for them. Not only that they should be free on the day of Purim to be able to give out the needs of the Tzarchei Sudas Purim to all the people that were living in the cities. They would be giving them the supplies from the villages, from the farms or whatever. They bring them water as well. So therefore, we had them hear the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday, and we're going to see later that sometimes that Monday or Thursday fell out on the 11th, 12th, or the 13th. And the Ran also says that these Kfarim, when they would come into the cities for the Yom HaKnisa, the Torah laning, Monday or Thursday, they didn't need to lane for the night of Purim, because they would travel during the day. So there was a Kula that they only had to read Megillah during the day. But when they did come on that day, they weren't so fluent in reading a Megillah, and somebody would read it for them. That's what the Rav says. However, how is this possible? Because the people that are in the cities can't be motzi them. It's not their day to read the Megillah. And if you're not mechuyi b'davar, how are you able to be motzi them? So Reb Kiva Eger says it's possible what the Rav means is that they would repeat it word for word, not that they would actually read it for them. And others learn that he can be motzi them. And this seems to be a big machlokes Rishonim, different dais, Taisus, and the Ritva. Taisus actually learns that people wouldn't read for them, they would just read when they got to the cities.